Good evening, this is Reverend Book Burn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight we are having a birthday celebration for the Dark Lady. And I'm going to start off with a birthday song. This is the great Wanderama, Every Day Should Be My Birthday. Lord, make this machine work.
Wake me up, make me coffee in bed. Wake me up, where's my cornflakes and eggs? Well, every day should be my birthday. Maybe every day is my birthday. I want it all, give me everything. I don't have that, give me everything. Well, every day should be my birthday. Maybe every day is my birthday. The rest of the year.
Democracy is coming. flood of alcohol from the staggering account of the Sermon on the Mount, which I don't pretend to understand at all. It's coming from the silence on the dock of the bay, from the brave, the bold, the battered heart of Chevrolet. Democracy has come. Getting lost in that hopeless little screen. much young, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens,
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is the Dark Lady's birthday celebration. And there is a rumor here in this beautiful, very hot West Philadelphia radio studio that cassette machine number 2 works. And if that is the case, we're going to play a song by one of the Dark Lady's favorite artists, Brian Eno, from Eno's Here Come the Warm Jets release. Hello, Kitty. This is called Here Come the Warm Jets. Lord, make this play. We need a miracle.
Do you believe that I'm just a harmless man? I must warn you, you may be shocked at what you're about to hear. Did you know the Bible is just a cover for the real agenda? I need your money. I'm teaching perversity that's endangering the very lives of our children. I'm targeting America's youth. The younger a child can be introduced to me and the Bible, the better. The incredible tragedy of the Bible is that it's the final tool with which to dismantle all gay and lesbian groups. I don't want you to know that if you or someone you know is caught in the web of Jesus Christ, there is hope through the truth. That's why I'm absolutely committed to continuing to tell you myths and misinformation.
I'm just a hypocritical fascist Christian. Yes, I am. Totally brainwashed by the Bible. I admit it all.
heard us rotten doing the rotten agenda and modern day witch hunt. Before that, Eno did Here Come the Warm Jets. Lou Reed did There Is No Time. Leonard Cohen did Democracy and started off with Wanderama doing Every Day Should Be My Birthday. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on every Sunday night live at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com. And at the latter, you can hear the show repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays in the evenings and in the mornings, and also repeated Sunday mornings when The Reverend Is In is back-to-back with the incredible show from the Church of the Subgenius, The Hour of Slack, and also two independent radio stations in Washington, one in Seattle and one in Olympia, and whatever other relay broadcasters I don't know about. The Reverend is broadcasting tonight with a beautiful Kitty, who is now on the board, who is a part of Philadelphia Independent Media Center, I am sure, and we are just falling in love. Not in the Senator Jesse Helms, Reverend Jerry Falwell inbreeding kind of way of falling in love with their animals, but we're getting pretty tight here as she attacks my pen. You are beautiful. And tonight we are celebrating Dark Lady's birthday, and you can see her on the web at darklady.com, which is one word. And she's also a person who runs a group at Yahoo, which is called Dark-Lady. And, of course, the queen of the Masturbate-a-thon, which on the web is masturbate-a-thon.org. Masturbate-a-thon.org, the great event from last May in beautiful Portland, Oregon. And, well, we'll get into it in a few minutes, but we'll give a history of the Dark Lady, some birthday tributes, there's some song dedications, some additional song dedications elsewhere, a whole shitload of music, so even though I keep saying it, I'm going to try to talk less and really get around to all the tunes that were brought here. I might go over time at every broadcasting outlet except AN Network because DJ Comet is no longer a part of Radio Volta / Philadelphia Independent Media Center. She is very consumed, very busy, and there will no longer be a DJ Comet show, which is kind of sad, although hopefully she's getting what she wants or doing what she wants. But she will not be on the show, on the station anymore, so we are going to probably go over time. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban model theocratic church. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Quail, Quayle, quail@sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is also on the web at radiovolta.org, and then DJ Pages, and then The Reverend Is In. Next week on The Reverend Is In, and all humor, all comic relief, all comedy releases, and humor music evening with the theme, What Would Scooby Do? And I haven't written back people this week, and it's been a crazy-ass week, and I haven't even done the playlist from the last show, Peace and Healing Part 2, but the playlist is coming, and I'm going to write people back and all that, but most ideas already contributed to the What Would Scooby Do show next week are going to be done. Most of the comedians requested are going to be played. So you'll hear Melba, you'll hear Bill Hicks, George Carlin, Judy Tenuta, a whole lot more. And some classic shit you haven't heard yet. So all of that is to come. In 2 weeks, I don't know if I'm doing a show because I don't know whether or not I have Misfits tickets. If I do, I'm going to the show. If not, then I'll do something. Either way, I'll tell you next week. And after that, will vary between whether or not live guests from out of town are available, including the great Jennifer Hunter, who will be back in town and hopefully a live guest. You can help make that happen by giving her some business or passing the word along to someone who might be interested. Jennifer Hunter's online and mostly telephone domination service is from jenniferhunterconsulting.com, and you can call her, and please be sure to mention that the Reverend sent you and that you want her on the show. 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN, and say Reverend Bookburn sent you. The Reverend's next live appearance will be September 13th for the farewell show of Hopeless Dregs of Humanity. And it is also a CD release celebration for the brand new CD by David Rovix. All of this is from Ever Reviled Records, everreviledrecords.com. The show is in Newark, New Jersey, and it's Chainsaw Little Kids, Saviors of the Underworld, Mahina Movement, David Rovix, and then the final appearance ever of the great Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, past live guests on The Reverend Is In, at the African Globe Studios, 1028 Broad Street, Newark, Delaware, right next to Newark Symphony Hall. September 13th, doors at 6. Show starts promptly at 7:30. Tickets $10. And spinning by DJ Real Eyes and MC'd by Reverend Bookburn. That is September 13th. And on September 12th in Philadelphia, the first Philly appearance ever of the great hardcore band from LA, All or Nothing HC, featuring the Reverend's friend Renee Bryant on vocals. And you can check them out at ontherag.net. And wherever you are, if they come near you on this tour they are embarking on, it is highly, extremely highly recommended that you see them on therag.net, on All or Nothing HC featuring Renee Bryant. Happy birthday to you, Dark Lady, friend of the Reverend from the other coast, Portland, Oregon, and to Dark Lady's friends, associates, companions, fellow organizers, fellow masturbators, fellow big event organizers, including the forthcoming Garden Delight birthday party of the Dark Lady. It is a pleasure to do this. The Dark Lady and the Reverend crossed paths in cyberspace via Dr. Susan Block, the great Dr. Susie, and from drsusanblock.com. And when that was happening, it was before National Masturbation Month actually happened, which was this past May. The Dark Lady was one of the organizers of special events for this sacred month, and the Reverend and Dark Lady started corresponding, talking about National Masturbation Month, and pretty much instantly, all the heavy shit, life, love, sex, crushes, relationships, histories, attitudes, sex entertainment, sex lives, sex writing, sex broadcasting, whatever. And hence becoming friends and being in touch ever since. And now that her birthday is coming, we are going to celebrate it. The actual day is August 5th, the day before Hiroshima Day, but Dark Lady was born after that, substantially after that, I should add. Dark Lady and several others, including the great Carol Queen and her significant other and associates, are part of Center for Culture and Sexuality. I probably fucked that title up, but they organized the Masturbate-a-thons of San Francisco and Portland, respectively, and the Dark Lady was nice enough to call during a show and give us a report on the Masturbate-a-thon, where your questions and mine were asked, including how the fuck does a person pledge, and how does one implement the fundraising, and how did the party go, and we got it all in detail. And thank you again, Dark Lady, for giving us a report on the Masturbate-a-thon. Currently, there are new projects in the work from Dark Lady, and again, you can check a lot of this stuff out. Hopefully it's updated on their webpage, darklady.com. She's doing, I'm not sure what they are, if they're workshops or presentations, or if you could call it either, or what the most appropriate word is, but she's doing these things at the Lifestyles Convention in Las Vegas coming up. And these presentations include Slut 101, Releasing Inhibitions While Retaining Self-Esteem, as well as Writing About Sex for Fun and Profit. Plus, she is, I'm not sure if this is a group or if it's just her, plus Bordello Tours and Hanging with the Working Girls on August 16th. And this is also a benefit. Pretty much everything she does is a benefit, even this, and I think that is extremely cool. I think it benefits local AIDS service providers and similar cool stuff. The Garden of Delight birthday party, that's August 16th. At a university, she's going to do a sex writing workshop, and that is also in conjunction with the Center for Sex and Culture, that's the name of it. And in October, presentation Building Bridges with Judy Guerin of the Woodhull Institute. Coming up in this September 2003 issue of Playboy, The Dark Lady Confessional. What's it like to be Dark Lady? And that, I read the draft of that. That is really good and very recommended. So happy birthday to you. We're going to play a whole lot of songs, and including a lot of the artists on your My Favorite Artist list in one of our emails, plus some surprises. And I'm going to turn you on to a band. I'm going to turn everybody on to a band that just blows the fuck out of everybody else who makes recordings. And old, long-time listeners and long-time book burners heard them before, but in all likeliness, we'll be happy to hear them again. I know. People are wearing all black and mourning the sad, sad loss of Bob Hopeless, arguably the worst comedian in the history of Earth. However, let the Reverend give you some guiding words of comfort. Bob Hopeless, whose headquarters was deep into the ass crack of Richard Nixon and other war criminals, has been replaced. That's right. There is a new presidential ass sniff, a new presidential rectum broadcaster and piss poor comedian, who is young and will last a long time and will fill the role beautifully, as he already has been. I am, of course, speaking of Dennis Miller. So, Dennis, you're going to have to replace Bob Hopeless and continue broadcasting from W. Bush's ass crack. I wouldn't inhale too deeply because you'll probably get a large consumption of alcohol and pretzels and some of that leftover Coke from the 70s. So be very careful when you broadcast from there. But be sure to carry on the legacy of Bob Hopeless. I'll just cover a couple of things and get back to the music. There is a Pentagon, this is not a joke, a Pentagon terrorism market. This is your tax dollars at work. While there's a deficit that is breaking all records, even the Reagan deficit, record-breaking deficit, a war cost and war debt that is out of this world, and the shit canning of Social Security benefits programs and pretty much the next generation's future. The Pentagon, the recipient of billions and trillions of dollars, and their genius minds thought of an idea. We're going to fight the terrorists by starting a stock market thing where traders can bet on the next terrorist attack or assassination in the Middle East and win money if they guess correctly. Your tax dollars and corporate welfare dollars at work. There's some other interesting news. Merle Haggard, country western star, is being blacklisted or whitelisted or whatever you want to call it by assholes, not only the Clear Channel radio and media and billboard monopoly, but smaller, lower-time assholes as well, and, of course, popular country broadcasters. For his new song called That's the News, which dares to criticize the media for broadcasting from W. Numbnuts Bush's ass crack, some of the lyrics of the song go, "Suddenly it's over, the war is finally done. Soldiers in the desert sand, still clinging to a gun. No one is the winner and everyone must lose. That's the news." That's from That's the News by Merle Haggard. That is getting him slowly not played, gradually not played anymore from hick stations from near and far. So I'm going to have to get a hold of that song and play it for you. The Reverend Bookburn curse has struck again. Racist, Nazi asshole, and past recipient of Asshole of the Week, Mark Moran from City Council of Hopewell, New Jersey. Technical thing. Technical thing resolved. Mark Moran has resigned and disgraced. He is exposed, and he is a guy who was a member of the National Alliance, the group that gave the world William Pierce, author of the Turner Diaries, the guy who inspired a lot of Nazi and Klan and skinhead and Aryan nations and right-wing militia and even some of the anti-abortion terrorist groups, and gave them something to believe in, like the Turner Diaries, and visions of white supremacy and anti-Semitism and homophobic violence and women-hating, etc., etc., that National Alliance. Michael Moran was a member. Although I didn't know what they really stood for, I just liked their anti-immigration views. Well, this exposed racist asshole and past recipient of Asshole of the Week has resigned. So the curse has struck again. Alright, getting talked out. So, we'll do the Vatican wedding later. The Vatican has started a global campaign against gay marriage. You know, this group of pedophiles is going to clean up the country and bring us back to morals and family values. And we'll do Asshole of the Week and some other concerns of the community. One quick plug. This can't wait. I'm so excited. Paul Krasner sent the Reverend his new book, and it is incredible. And it's not even a question of what you do or what you don't do or what you think is immoral or what isn't. The book is highly entertaining. Everything he does, everything he writes, is great, and this is no exception, and it is here in my bag. Oops. We're being interrupted by sexual dysfunctionaries who want to abuse not just their lover and friends and family and loved ones, but the entire community of West Philadelphia, and manifest that sexual dysfunction and abusiveness through their excessively volume sirens. Let's pray for them. Lord, please restore the genital functioning of this abusive sexual dysfunctionary who is abusing this beautiful West Philadelphia community. We pray that he or she restores their functioning abilities and can discontinue the cycle of their abusiveness for the sake of their loved ones. And, as the Vatican would say, for the children. Here's the book. Paul Krasner, and this is self-published, so you can only get this from his website, paulkrasner.com. Paul, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com. This book is entitled Magic Mushrooms and Other Highs from Toad Slime to Ecstasy. Stories by or about Terence McKenna, John Lennon, Ken Kesey, Stephen Gaskin, John Lilly, Robert Anton Wilson, Ivan Stang, Ram Dass, Ralph Metzner, William S. Burroughs, Stanley Krippner, Todd McCormick, John Shirley, Ken Weaver, Ed Sam. Lamb, Are You Serious? Lisa Law, David J. Brown, and many others. PaulKrasner.com for his brand new Hot Off the Press, self-published, available only in his website, book Magic Mushrooms and Other High from Toad Slime to Ecstasy. Okay, let's play some music, and later on, the tribute to the Dark Lady, plus dedications for other people. This is an old request from a couple of weeks ago. This is a request from a couple weeks ago, getting around to it today, by Captain Beefheart, from that period the media loves to call the 60s, although actually this is from 1970, and it's from the Safe as Milk album, which is not one of the ones produced by Frank Zappa, but it's still a trip of a record. This is Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band. And the track is Abba Zabba.
Song, before song blues. Rapid bubble. Rapid bubble. Abba Zabba. Jishazoo. Abba Zabba. Rapid bubble. Abba Zabba. Rapid bubble. Coming over pretty soon. Rapid bubble. Run, run, catch us soon. Dark the dawn, sunshine on. Rapid bubble. Mother says son, she says son. You can't lose. We can stop to use. Up, up, stop, up, zoom. Rapid bubble. Up, up, stop, up, zoom. Rapid bubble. Up, up, stop, up, zoom. Two shadows and moon. Up, up, stop, up, zoom. Don't you take us soon. Up, up, stop, up, zoom. Run, run, morning soon. Indian dream, flag or moon. Yellow bird, fly high to speckled sky. To shatter the dream, that bit of baboon. Gonna catch us soon, that bit of baboon.
Thank you. before song blues. Yellow bird fly high, speckled sky, two shadows and noon. That bit baboon gonna catch us soon. That bit baboon gonna catch us soon. That bit baboon. Let the bird fly high, speckled sky, two shadows and noon. Gonna catch us soon. That bit baboon gonna catch us soon.
Doggy style. U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog nicknamed Buster. Like most dope slipping dogs, you gotta have it. Trained to have to have it. Pick up the tracks of the trafficker, trapping like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine control substance retriever, receiver of the golden nose award, leading to the cash, cashing in on the stash. Now he's in line for his issue of the booty. Never do he do a line in the line of duty. He's a dope dog. U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog, keen sense of smell, tracking the telltale trails of cartels, dope boats, big dope, never a gram or OZ, kilo, too low key, gotta be tons of P-blow, bells of lumbo, another dog sniffing one another's tails. He can track the profits from a dope sale straight to the stink account, big banks, banking on laundry, dirty money, not stinking, he follow his nose, and as the wind blows, he get a whip, he take a sniff. CIAIO. And with those drugs, he bought some arms. CIAIO. It was a bang, bang here and a snort, snort there. Here, bang, there, snort, bang, and snorts everywhere. OMAC uncle starts a war. CIAIO. But the war on drugs is hell on a dope dog nose. It smells where the nose goes. When the doors close, and the dealer wanna hide the dope. In the booty, in the twat, then they start to make the dog sniff his bowel, foul as they fart in his face. Damn, for a shitty half gram. U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog, nicknamed Bustum. Like most dope sniffing dogs, you gotta have it, trained to have the habit. Pick up the tracks of the traffickers, track them like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine control substance retriever, receiver of the golden nose award.
Out of the toxic waste comes a fox that wastes no time. A genetically improved smell capability. The long and wagging tells of the possibility of clone canine. Conceived under the influence of toxic waste, the doctors, computer bugs, debugging devices, and vice versa, and various viruses. And until his retirement, no mention, no requirement, no way in his pension for the upkeep, the keeping up of the habit. The system have a habit of making sure you get a habit that can't be kept up with unless you're a dope dog.
An undercover knock with a bark, he took a bite out of crime. Posing as a CNI dog, he bit the blind. The man with the cane made a coat. Sure as the dope boat float, the media goes comatose. Unrelated over-the-counter overdose, now become drug-related. Aided and abetted by a lot of apprehension and indifference. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Take your medicine, cause you're gonna be ill. When I tell you the deal on dope, there's more profit in pretending that we're stopping it than selling it. Selling out, we're in for the shock of a lifetime. Stopping, we might find faces in prime time, and faces of yours and mine. Over the counter, under the counter, on the counter, the drugs is not the drugs. They drag you through the mud. It's the money, it ain't funny.
CIAIO.
U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog, nicknamed
victim like most dope sniffing dogs. Gotta have it, trained to have it. Pick up the tracks of the traffickers, track them like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine, control substance retriever, receiver of the Golden Nose Award. For leaning to the cash, cashing in on the stash. Now he's in line for his hit of the booty. Never do a line in the line of duty. He's a dope dog. Smell the cargo on the boats and planes and trains and things. He can smell the cargo on boats and planes and trains and things.
Okay, we're going to play a dedication to two friends of the Dark Lady who are, and what timing is this, right after the Peace and Healing shows for the heartbroken. They are no more. They are involved in her organization and projects and big events. And this is going to go out to them. This is a song by Todd Rundgren, who is formerly of the Naz and is largely a great recording artist, and a vast majority of his songs are great. This is not one of them, but you need this song. This is Dark Lady's clergy person saying that it's time to keep it together, stay as friendly as and amicable as possible, continue to work together, and be a part of the Dark Lady's great events and great projects and writings and whatever. And if you do not, I will play this song again. This is Todd Rundgren. Can we still be friends?
Can't play this game anymore, but can we still be friends? Things just can't go on like before, but can we still be friends? We had something to learn. Now it's time
God. The only way to not get me to play that again is to get it together, not demonize anybody, continue functioning and working collaboratively and being cool, being friendly, peace, making peace, and becoming friends and staying friends. Okay, wow. And he's usually great. I like Todd Rundgren a lot. Anyway, another dedication. This is for the Reverend's cherished coffee goddesses, the main ones of which have just returned from vacation. And happy forthcoming vacation to the goddess who is about to go on one. Hopefully all will go well and you will return. The coffee goddesses are also enduring a lot of abuse at the workplace, being yelled at. There's a kind of a little dickless man walking around power freaking, and I don't know what his problem is, but he and his tall counterpart, they're kind of like Herman Munster and Grandpa. It's like the little chubby one and then the real tall one, and they just like walk around, except that Herman and Grandpa were really cool, and these guys are total assholes. And I guess they're kind of manifesting their sexual dysfunction through abusiveness. That's a common pattern in this culture, in every culture. And so they're walking around yelling at them, and one coffee goddess has it really bad, and the Reverend is giving her some great legal resources, the Reverend's own mighty attorney, who kicks ass. And so the Reverend understands. The Reverend has seen many power freaks. The Reverend has seen the promotions within some organizations of Caligula wannabes, both genders, people with Senator Helms or Reverend Falwell's brains, or W. Numnush's books, blah, 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 blah. No, he's not partying or drinking a lot of coffee. W. Numnuts Bush's brains. And so, even though the Reverend is blessed and is, for the most part, lucky in that situation, the Reverend feels your pain and is going to sing a song. Actually, I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to let Toxic Reasons sing it. So, to the coffee goddesses, this is from the Independence CD by Toxic Reasons. This is War Hero.
New things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial.
Uh-huh. And again. 3, 4.
Thought of what a sadomasochistic culture we really have? How much of our emotional pulse really revolves around pain? How many people cling to grim religions based on torture, afraid to break the cycle out of fear of the unknown? It's so much more secure just to hate your own guts. Break down, kneel down, confess. And think of all the horrible things that are going to happen to you if you don't confess. It's a crime to open your eyes. It's a sin to look around and explore too far. Threats from above keep people whipped. Sadomasochism on a stick. And what do we talk about at parties to get attention? Pleasure? Love? We talk about pain. Like showing off the busted leg to the chums in the locker room or at the ski lodge. Or, look at all these gnarly scars I got when I wiped out on my skateboard. War wounds. Pain. The proof of purchase of adventure. I crashed and burned, therefore I am alive. When was the last time you heard someone reminisce about the orgasm they had the other day? What kind of reaction do you think they'd get anyway? So far I hear, or say something like that at a department store. It might be, ooh, pervert, guards, take him away. Or in the ever more uptight sectors of our more political than thou underground scene, you might get the reaction, ew, sexist. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of what hip-hop artists like Ice-T or 2 Live Crew or the Ghetto Boys have to say about women, but I do think Ice-T has an interesting point. Imagine what life would be like if we all felt relaxed enough and comfortable around each other that a person of either sex could go up to somebody else of either sex that they secretly found attractive or radiant, lovable, in need of a hug, whatever, you know, male, female, female, male, 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 female, female. Just go up and come right out and say, hey, let's get butt naked and fuck. And if the other person responded by saying, no, I don't want to, it wouldn't be such a big, tense, shattering, horrible, degrading deal because the stakes wouldn't be raised so damn high that rejection wouldn't hurt so bad that the other person couldn't just immediately say, oh, okay, that's fine, let's just be friends then. Sure would eliminate a lot of uptight, stupid games. And that, to me, is why so many artists and rap and rock musicians who deal openly with sex and sexuality are being treated as political subversives. Yeah. But no, you talk about that stuff just about anywhere today. What do you want to bet that the other people around you would kind of cringe and grow a little uncomfortable, maybe smile and go, heh, 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 hunting frantically in the corner of their eye, heh, heh, heh. Won't someone change the subject to something, anything else? It's just too taboo to talk pleasure in this arena. The person who does receives the pain of being shunned. Thus, the lesson is implanted. Fear is the teacher. Next time, think and feel in ways the others can relate to. Tales of wigging out on drugs won't make other people quite so jealous. Don't fight the current or you could be swept out to sea. Remember what sells versus what is untouchable. Avoid the hurt that comes with feeling icky. Filter your feelings through our orbit of pain.
You just heard Jello Biafra doing Lost Orgasm. That's from his third spoken word CD, I Blow Minds for a Living, from Alternative Tentacles label, alternativetentacles.com. Before Jello Biafra, you heard Robert Fripp doing Preface and You Burn Me Up, I'm a Cigarette. Toxic Reasons did War Hero. Todd Rundgren did Can We Still Be Friends. George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars did U.S. Customs Coast Guard Dope Dog. And started off with Captain Beefheart and his magic band doing Abba Zabba. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is Dark Lady's birthday celebration. The Reverend's little kitty cat friend from Philadelphia Independent Media Center is no longer here, so thus ends the affection and cuddling and loving that was in this room. However, there is still love in the air and in cyber space, and we're going to continue that right now. But first, some plugs and miscellaneous other things. I want to get back into this Vatican and gay marriage thing because it is so incomprehensible to me that these fucking people even show their faces anywhere. I don't even mind the bad dresses, but the fact that they are part of the biggest child sexual abuse scandal in all of human history, over thousands of perpetrators, let alone victims, and they're going to say, well, we're going to start a campaign against gay marriage. Thank you, Kenny.
and we're going to bring back morality. There's an article. I'm not going to read any articles tonight. I'm just going to email them to you if you are interested. Vatican starts global campaign versus gay marriage. Any article referred to, I will send to you if you want it. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. Vatican starts global campaign versus gay marriage. So what the fuck do they want? I have an idea. I know the answer to that. Therefore, Reverend Bookburn will present to you the ideal Catholic wedding. And this is one the Reverend will not perform. I will do weddings. In fact, I will do things I think one of the guys in Hopeless Dregs of Humanity is marrying his girlfriend, and somebody else wants the Reverend to do a wedding, but the wedding I won't do is for these Vatican freakazoids. But if I did, it would probably have to go something like this. Do you, Father Ritter of Covenant House? And do you, Father Pavone of Priests for Life, take this little altar boy to be your devoted sex slave, love boy, and object of your affections, and significant other until he reaches the age of 16. So help you God to lube and to plummet in sickness and in health until he is very close to being eligible to vote or die for oil. Say I do. Oh, these fucking freakazoids. Please learn morality and family values from the Vatican. Pope, do you take this little child to be your little spouse, to hide under your big silky dress, to help wipe the decaying flakes of skin off your near-death body? I do. This is Reverend Bookburn saying, you fuckers need to get a clue at the Vatican. And while you're at it, please stay tuned for future announcements for a casting call of the Reverend's forthcoming video projects, United We Stand Erect, and one of interest to the Vatican, The Second Coming, in conjunction with Elegant Angel Video Productions. And, alright, is somebody in here? Yes, somebody's in here. Alright, say your piece and then leave so I can play more music.
Hello, this is Satan. And I am here to follow up to all of you students who are into the Reverend is in. All those little envelopes I put in your campus mailboxes. Advertising, credit lines, and credit card companies. Well, I want you to listen to my children from Visa, MasterCard, and my special pets, MBNA. I want you to fall for them and be lured into their trap. I want you to follow Satan's children in MBNA. Sign up immediately, pay the finance charges, the interest, and also to allow yourselves to be ripped off by my other children in the power companies, including PSE&G, who ripped off a single mother in Runnymede, New Jersey, with inflated meter readings. This is Satan. Please follow my children in MBNA and PSENG. Thank you very much.
Oh, no more of that. I'm going to play a song from that time period that the media loves to call the 60s, although this is actually earlier in the 60s, not the 60s, the 60s, kind of like earlier mid period. And this is a group that must have had some kind of psychic premonition, knowing that someday there would be a village idiot, a war criminal, a president by coup, and most of all, besides being a corporate hoe, and no disrespect intended to real hoes for the degraded comparison, corporate hoe, and most of all, former coup kid. This band is called The Lovin' Spoonfuls, and this track is called Do You Believe in Magic? Okay, and now for the tribute song, right after another technical fuck-up is remedied. Okay, sometimes I do miss Marlin, the great engineer. Now for the tribute song to the birthday girl, the dark lady. Going back to the 1980s, to Dark Lady of DarkLady.com, organizer of the Portland, Oregon Masturbate-a-thon, sex writer extraordinaire. This goes out to you from the 1980s. This is Divinals. I Touch Myself.
I'm she would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost. At such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
Opera, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens.
The flag is but a symbol, son.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a good one. Sunday, August 3rd, 2003 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Asshole of the Week is Joe Pavone from a terrorist organization called Missionaries to the Unborn. Asshole of the Week this week, Joe Pavone, has written a new statement about why it's so terrible that anti-abortion terrorist, sniper, murderer, assassin, Paul Hill, who murdered Dr. Richard in Pensacola, Florida, and one of his escorts, Colonel Barrett, and wounding his wife, June Barrett, in July 1994, is about to be executed in the state of Florida. We even know the Reverend is against the death penalty, and having a bunch of murderers, known as the state or the government, implementing killing, not to mention all of the legions of people who have been executed, especially people of color, due to false convictions. This is another case of it being a terrorist asshole guy like Timothy McVeigh or a lot of the white supremacists, where there's absolutely no question that they did it. And even if the penalty itself is wrong, this is a shed-no-tears kind of occurrence that is scheduled to happen in September. Anti-abortion terrorist murderer Paul Hill is no hero, as Asshole of the Week Joe Pavone puts it. And Joe Pavone and missionaries to the unborn are calling for, quote, more sacrifice for our fetus fetishes. Save the fetuses. Save that fetus so our priests and clergy people have more fresh meat to jump on in 3 or 4 years. We want it. Women, save the fetus now so we have something to abuse later. Joe Pavone, supporter of anti-choice terrorists, an anti-choice terrorist yourself, the role models and blueprint for Al-Qaeda, since you came first. You are Asshole of the Week. And what did you hear? You heard the Rolling Stones' Ruby Tuesday. Before that, you heard the Vinyls, I Touch Myself, and Lovin' Spoonful doing Do You Believe in Magic? And now, a special treat for the birthday girl, the Dark Lady, because I know she's going to love it, and this was great for book burners, or at least from a long time ago, the last time I played them. This is a band from Argentina, and it's an old release. It's probably their best one. The CD is Fabulosos Calavera, and the band is Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. And I'm going to play a lot less of them than I thought, because I just saw the time. But, and AN listeners, you might want to go to RadioVolta.org if there aren't too many people on it for the smaller buffer. And thank you, Kenny, for reminding me of that and telling this technical Gilligan information that he does not understand. So this is from 1997. This is Los Fabulosos Cadillacs from Argentina.
La muerte.
nobody has known so far if Tracy Lords really did a recant your past kind of thing. The people who are like, oh, well, I used to be a porn star, or I used to be a dancer or something, but now that I'm in love with you who are so different than me, I have to say that they drugged me and held a gun to my head and forced me to do it, etc. Although, Tracy, it's not for being a born-again fuck-up or anything like that. I think it's just for money, just to sell a book. But it's still not definite. Somebody else just said that they heard that what we had heard was true. So I'm not going to blast her, even though she was one of the last holdouts of the, hey, that was my past, so what? Now I'm in big movies, and all the reasons we praised her last year. However, I was thinking, if one more fucking person does this kind of thing, that's going to be my next article, a kind of a goofy conversion article and outing. And the Reverend has done that kind of stuff anyway, falling in love with somebody drastically different. So I thought, okay, the next time, maybe it'll go something like this. Yes, I licked my wounds. I'm ready for love again. But, about my past, these people from Philadelphia Independent Media Center and Radio Volta and AtheistNetwork.com and two independent radio stations in Washington, one in Seattle and one in Olympia, forced me to turn into this crazy guy. They transformed me from a mild-mannered social worker in the Philadelphia area to this aberrant fake clergy radio personality. They forced me to do it. They drugged me and beat me and did degrading things and licked whipped cream and dessert toppings off my body.
Ooh.
And tied me up. It did all this stuff to me. That bad Marlon, the great engineer, the Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Pastor Bader, that mean hippie John, a little peace activist, folk singer, folk recording artist, Catherine Moon, all those bad, bad people and all the live guests, they forced me to do it, and now I know better. I'm so sorry. And they made me do other bad things, too. They made me play really bad songs, including this next song by the A's live in New Jersey. Hello. Play.
Be like cool rock and roll stars and stuff like that. Some of us have to be teenage jerk-offs.
You pay me, and I don't understand. I love you.
Thank you.
That was the A's, Teenage Jerk Off. Before that, Los Fabulosos Cadillacs did Surfer Calavera. The Rolling Stones did Ruby Tuesday, Divinals did I Touch Myself, and Lovin' Spoonful did Do You Believe in Magic? This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is Dark Lady's birthday celebration. And I'm just going to do some quick plugs and then get back to the music. We're going to lose the AtheistNetwork.com listeners promptly at 11, and I want to get a couple of songs in. At the other outlets, this is going to go over time since we lost DJ Comet. There's two guys who do some kind of electronic show once a month. They're going to do that probably next week. And but tonight we'll go over time, and you'll hear lots more music. However, there are some songs I want to get into before losing the AN folks. Also, you can hear the show repeat broadcasted, thanks to Kenny and Amoeba, at atheistnetwork.com, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, in the morning and in the evenings, and also appropriately on Sunday mornings. Interview with Irish pro-choice activist is now online at infoshop.org. And I got more than one email about this, so if you want them, I'll forward them to you. The George W. Bush, Osama bin Laden connection. Apparently, there are oil monies and the BCCI and other oil, Carlyle Group and other things where the bin Laden family and the Bush family overlap, and there's new information about it. You can get all the shit forwarded to you. And there are reasons why it took them about a week after September 11th to stop saying, "We're gonna follow the money trail." Hey, it leads to your house. What do you know? Another article on the bullshit rescue staged a TV, made-for-TV drama of soldier Jessica Lynch in Iraq. And this is a really good article. Jessica Lynch and the Lies of the State by Karen D. Koster. And that's at the site of Llewellyn Rockwell, Lou Rockwell, who's kind of a nut, but this specific article is great. Technical thing again. Miss you, Marlon. Technical thing resolved. Jehovah's Witnesses sued in Sacramento, California for sexual abuse cases. I guess they're going to want to rival the priests now that they're getting accumulating their own sexual abuse cases. And they come to your house. That's a little disturbing. There's a new Flash animation that is great called Army of One, and that's at takebackthemedia.com. Two really great stuff at truthout.org. Bush, the rainforest, and a gas pipeline to enrich his friends. That'll piss you off, but it's good and informative. That's at truthout.org. And also, G.W. Bush Means Nothing by Mark Morford. He's also a writer for the San Francisco Gate, which is also great. All this stuff is good articles. These are at truthout.org, and again, I'm sending these to everybody who wants it, and it'll be on the playlist and emailer that comes out every week, except last week, because it is now late, because I had a hairy week. From alternet.org, Cheney's Irresponsible Speech, an article about Kobe Bryant, more than one article about election fraud, not just from the presidential election of 2000, but what could happen in 2004, and an article, Leave No Millionaire Behind, alternet.org. Oh, in this, what a bunch of spineless fucking jellyfish and little wimpy turds of shit department. I'm, of course, talking about the Democratic Party. Centrist Democrats warn party not to present itself as far left. What that translates into is, we should continue our impotence strategy like in 2000 of alienating our own support base, sucking George W. Bush and Reverend Jerry Falwell's cocks, supporting their policies, being corporate hoes, bending over for the religious right wing, and being as much like them as possible and alienating our own support base. Get a fucking clue already. Can you imagine a memo in the Republican Party? Be careful how to present yourself. Don't look too much like fascist Nazi assholes and fatherland security goons and corporate hoes. And no, they say be what you are, be arrogant, be men. Be what you are, and that's why so many special ed casualties vote. And all of the people who would vote against them become alienated because these fucking people, like the morons who sent this memo, are alienating their own support base. U.S. troops, sacrificial lambs on the altar of oil. That's from MetaMagic, and you won't believe the graphics that this guy cite. MetaMagic.org. Talked out already. Environmental, eco-friendly, vegan, labor-friendly, and hemp products in beautiful Collingswood, New Jersey, from the Business Gestapo and Business Mafia District of Collingswood, New Jersey. GreenHeartStore.com. Accessible to anybody, anywhere. GreenHeartStore.com. It is great, great, great. Information on emergency contraception, otherwise known as ECP, at backupyourbirthcontrol.com. The new issue of Heads magazine, featuring an interview with the vocalist of the Circle Jerks, Keith Morris. Headsmagazine.com. Jello Biafra spoken word CDs, anti-war trading cards, spoken word, and other great music releases, including incredible compilations and various artist benefit releases, all at AlternativeTentacles.com, including some brand new releases that kick ass. AlternativeTentacles.com, and please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys and their new labels. Dr. Susan Block, drsusanblock.com, and check out shows upcoming for her next live guests. To support recently arrested Bill Baird of the Pro-Choice League, Bill Baird and Joni Scott do incredible work and get very little, too little funding. ProChoiceLeg.com. They're also friends of the Reverend and the very first live guests. Fortunate Son, a Bush, blah, 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 blah. A book about George W. Numbnuts Bush, including the Coke years. Fortunate Son from Soft Skull Press, SoftSkull.com. Way sick of talking. So, before we lose the AN listeners, next week is What Would Scooby Do? Don't forget to send your ideas. And also contact Jennifer Hunter and tell her you want to be a live her to be a live guest. 215-627-JENS. 215-627-JENN. Write to me, Quayle, Quayle, quayle@sjcdc.org. And going to go way over time, but want to get these songs in while every stream is going. This is a band that includes one of the Dark Lady's favorites, David Byrne. This was the band that made him famous, Talking Heads. This is from their first album, and it's called Pulled Up for Our Masturbation Queen.
Fake and do. I was complaining, I was sorry.
Okay. Losing the AN listener, so we'll give the credits. The Reverend thanks for assistance, information, inspiration, or any role or function whatsoever in tonight's Dark Lady's birthday celebration broadcast. Thank you, Kenny, Amoeba, Dr. Susan Block from the Dr. Susan Block Show, Melanie from both the Dr. Susan Block Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Lord Jesus, the Clinic Defenders at Northeast Philadelphia, Northeast Pro-Choice Coalition, the Coffee Goddesses, Kate, Mr. Scott, Full Circle Records, Bob Marley Clone, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, DJ Comet, Pie Man, the Biblical America Resistance Front, BARF, BARF.org, Hippie John's friend, Heidi Helper, Pastor Bader, Global Exposures, all of Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of a radio transmitter and other equipment from Satan's sexual partner, Sister Bay, the two Washington outlets, Independent Radio from Olympia and Seattle, Jennifer Hunter and Dallas Blanchard. Going to play a track by John Sinclair, who was in the 60s the manager of the MC5 and also a radical activist and friend of Abby Hoffman and others. Former political prisoner, the subject of a John and Yoko song called John Sinclair. And in recent years, on a lot of jazz and blues records, this is from his own Underground Issues CD. This track is entitled Ain't Nobody's Business.
Now we're going to bring Billy to sing the beginning on this one. It's a tribute to the old blues song that was a hit for so many people. Bessie Smith, Billie Holiday, Jimmy Witherspoon, all kinds of people. Dedicated to my friend Henry Normile, also to the great Detroit painter Bradley Jones, and my man Bob Righteous Rudnick. It's called Ain't Nobody's Business.
If I take you to lotion, nobody's business what I do.
We have a right to our bad habits, and if we want to blow our minds or fuck up our lives, shoot dope or smoke cocaine, if we want to eat too much meat, sit around all day and watch TV, stay up all night listening to music by Charlie Parker and Screamin' Jay Hawkins, if we want to walk around naked, fuck our eyes out, eat some pussy or suck a cock, take it up the ass, get our nuts off 700 times a day, lay around and drink whiskey, bet on games, shoot dice, sell some pussy in the street, if we want to gamble in casinos or spend our money in a whorehouse, give the president a blowjob in his big chair in the White House, walk around the streets with all our belongings in little bags, sleep in doorways, piss in the gutter, if we want to sleep away the day and never answer the telephone, take every meal in restaurants and bars and never exercise, and if it comes to to the end of the line for us. We have every right to blow our motherfucking brains out, or jump off the bridge, or take ourselves away from here any way we might want to. Then baby, please, we got a right to our bad habits, and it ain't nobody's business if we do.
Okay, more people in the Reverend's life have recently moved, so gotta play them the special moving song by the Holy Modal Rounders. This is called Moving Day.
Nothing you see. Pack off your clothes and skidoo. You. I've been waiting till my bell comes home. He's my honey from the honeycomb. He said that he'd never leave me all alone. It's my horn in me, cause it's moving day. Moving day. Rip the carpet up off the floor. Get on your overcoat and out the door. Because it's moving day. Pack off your clothes and get away. If you can't pay your rent, gotta live out in a tent because it's moving day. What can I say? Going away. Gas my Ford up new today. Get on the road and I'll go slow. Come and get me, Mr. Landlord Man. True fine mama, take me by the hand. I'll be going back to Dixieland. This my horn in me, cause it's moving day. Moving day. Rip the carpet up off the floor. Get on your overcoat, get out the door. Because it's moving day. Back on your clothes and get away. If you can't pay your rent, gotta live out in a tent because it's moving day.
Let's go. Yeah.
Songs by Crucifix. Search for the Sun, Another Mouth to Feed, No Limbs, and Prejudice. Before Crucifix, you heard Holy Modal Rounders doing Moving Day. John Sinclair did Ain't Nobody's Business. And Talking Heads did Pulled Up. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight is the Dark Lady's birthday celebration. Happy birthday to you. I hope it was a blast. Hope there is health, happiness, peace, healing, whatever is necessary. And going to go a little more overtime, play some more harder tunes, and then get out of here. Next week is all comedy, humor, music, and comic relief. WWSD. What would Scooby-Doo? Gonna play some Propagandhi from the Today's Empire's Tomorrow's Ashes CD. This track is entitled, and I hope this is right, because they really fuck up the ordering of their song titles on their CD boxes, at least on some of them. However, if they did it right, this track should be called Ordinary People Do Fucked Up Things When Fucked Up Things Become Ordinary.
Work in the justice of faith. Seems like they can't feel a thing. Ordinary people fuck up things. What's going on things become ordinary? I can't grow new story of that. You have been the one to slay them up, the feet of the dead.
Noise and arms. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Promises.
Why did you ever let me down? Why did you ever let me down?
the fact that you never even know. Oh, why did you ever let me down? Why did you ever let me down? Why did you ever let me down? Some may say, oh, I may call out.
Okay, that was the Buzzcocks from a live CD, live at Hammersmith Odeon, recorded March 1979. The tracks were Promises and Noise a Noise. Propagandhi did Ordinary People Do Fucked Up Things When Fucked Up Things Become Ordinary, plus Ladies Night in Loserville. Crucifix did Prejudice, No Limbs, Another Mouth to Feed, and Search for the Sun. And I think the rest I announced before. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, coming to a close. Tonight's theme was Dark Lady's Birthday Celebration. Happy birthday to you, actually on Tuesday, the day before Hiroshima Day. And the party is 8:16. You can check her out at darklady.com. Or masterbetathon.org, or the Yahoo group, dark-lady. You can write to me and get the playlist, including the one for the last show that isn't done yet, and massive emailer with all the links and everything, by writing to me, Reverend Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle, at sjcdc.org. Next week is What Would Scooby Do? I'm going to play a little more Buzzcocks, and then get out of here and crash. I'm going to play Fast Cars and Oh Shit. Good night.
Fast Cars. Never lose. song contest.
Oh shit, I thought you and I were friends. Oh shit, I guess this is for all our friends. Oh shit, I thought things were going well, but it hasn't had as the world has it. Oh shit, my mind's a fall. Oh shit, I'm also losing it once for all. Shit, oh yes, I've been trying for time, and it's not on my mind only. Oh shit, oh shit. I wish I'd known before now. Shit that you were such a cow. I should have run away and spent my time. Oh shit, it's under which of the mind may be. Your shit, your shit. I should have wish I'd known before now. I should that you were such a fucking cow. I should have run away and spent my time. Oh shit, there's something which will never be mine. And me, your shit, your shit, your shit. And me, your shit, your shit, your shit, your shit, your shit, your shit.
We love you all.
Boys, girls, and those not quite sure, this is Jello Biafra, and you're listening to RadioVolta.org, a project of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center, and free of Clear Channel, Britney, Boy Band, and Limp Bizkit pollution.